First Peter, chapter 5. I am exhorting the elders among you, I, who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and am also one who will share in the glory that will be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you're willing, as God would have you serve, not for shameful profit, but eagerly. Do not act as lords over those allotted to you. Instead, be examples to the flock. Then, when the chief shepherd is revealed, you will receive an unfading crown of glory. In the same way, you younger men, submit to the older men. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility and serve one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under God's mighty hand so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, is walking around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand against him. Be strong in your faith. You know that your brotherhood in the world is enduring the same sufferings. After you suffer for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will perfect you, confirm you, strengthen you, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. I regard Silvanus as a faithful brother, and I have written to you briefly through him. I am exhorting you, and I am testifying to you that what I have written is the true grace of God. Stand in it. The woman who is in Babylon, who is chosen together with you, greets you. Also Mark, my son, greets you. Greet one another with a kiss of love. May peace be to you all who are in Christ.